Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Greg Malivi. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Woodward. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Akers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Akers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Johnson scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Red Barnes now playing center field. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gehringer scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Dutch Henry now pitching. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Desautels reaches second base with a double. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 0 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Koenig reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Koenig moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. It's 6-0, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Henry reaches second base with a double. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 1 in the game. Malivi hits a line drive towards short. Koenig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0 for 1 in the game. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Desodles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhel hits a line drive towards center. Barnes catches it and throws to first to double up Desodles. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Desodles for a passed ball. Fothergill moves to third. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Uhel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive towards right. Fothergill chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Fothergill. Gehringer moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball towards center. Barnes settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Barnes. Gehringer scores. Alexander moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Henry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0 for 2 in the game. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cecil. Gene DeSotels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Akers. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Akers steals second. Gene DeSotels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSotels is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. DeSotels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 2 in the game. Malivi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood strikes out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes strikes out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Koenig takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Koenig moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into right field. Fothergill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fothergill. Koenig scores. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. Alexander moves to second. It's 9-0, Tigers. Jimmy Shevlin pinch runs for Dale Alexander. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Stone reaches second base with a double. Shevlin scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-0, Tigers. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and has Stone trapped. There's the throw to Cecil, who throws to Malivi, who tags Stone for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0 for 3 in the game. Akers hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Shevlin now playing first base. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil strikes out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Desautels hits a line drive towards third. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-3 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Uhel moves to third. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Uhel tags and scores. Johnson tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive towards first. Whatwood juggles the ball. That's an error on Whatwood. Johnson scores. Gehringer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-0, Tigers. Jimmy Shevlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shevlin takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Shevlin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 13-0, Tigers. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Henry takes first base on ball 4. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malivi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henry moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-2 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shevlin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barnes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-4 in the game. Akers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Akers. The throw from Tate and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. one out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Akers fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Akers. Cecil moves to third. Kerr moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-3 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Kerr scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 13-2, Tigers. Ted Lyons pinch hits for Dutch Henry. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Tate moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.